Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing Dumper Feelings Aren't Wrong. I provide audio and email coaching to help people try and get their ex back or get a new girlfriend or boyfriend. Check out my website for more details, www.dateme.tips. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing Dumper Feelings Aren't Wrong. So if you've been dumped and you want to try to get your ex back, you are likely feeling that the dumper got it wrong. The dumper can't have been right in their decision to end the relationship. But in today's podcast, I'm going to be trying to open your mind to understand that feelings are feelings and that they are true to us as people, and that includes dumpers. So, looking from a perspective of a dumper, when they want to end a relationship, it's not because they've just woke up on the wrong side of a bed, so to speak. It's not because they have had a bad day. It is because the feelings that they feel for their partner have plummeted. I like to call this romantic emotional attraction. And when the romantic emotional attraction has plummeted to a certain low point, that is when they are going to want to end the relationship. That is when most dumpers will end a relationship. They will tell their partner that unfortunately they no longer want to be with them romantically. And as a dumpee, that is going to be very, very hard news to take. It's going to be very, very challenging from that point on to understand, especially if the dumper is not very kind in how they try to explain this. You know, a lot of dumpers won't go to the bother of actually explaining the situation fully. They will just do something in a quite sudden and shocking way for the dumpee. But that doesn't take away from a point that their feelings aren't wrong. Okay, a dumper's feelings aren't wrong because feelings aren't wrong when we are feeling them. They are true feelings at that moment for us as people. We can't argue somebody's feelings if that is what they are feeling. That is how somebody is expressing themselves because of what is going on in their mind at that moment. And that is a true reflection of the feelings inside them. We can't force somebody to like us, let alone love us. It is not something that you should even want to try to do, even if it was possible, in which it is not. So if you are a dumpee and you're thinking to yourself, well, why is this relationship ended? This isn't fair. I'm going to try to persuade or even try to force my ex to understand that this is not right and we need to be together. I can't live a full life without my ex. They won't be able to live a fulfilled life without me either. You know, if you're thinking these thoughts, you're not thinking clearly. And it's understandable. If you are a dumpee, if you're going through a breakup, people are not thinking clearly. Your feelings are all over the place. You're going through an experience, a combination of grief and drug withdrawal. It is very, very understandable that your emotions are not really coherent. You know, you're going all over the place. You're not really thinking straight. But you need to understand that what the dumper is feeling is true. Dumper feelings aren't wrong. The dumper's expression to you that they want to end the relationship can't be wrong because it is what they are feeling. You know, it can't be wrong. It can't be untrue in their mind if that is what they are expressing. This is the decision they have come to because the level of romantic emotional attraction has plummeted. So when we're saying to ourselves, look, you know, why are you doing this? Why are you causing all of this destruction to our lives? You've got to understand from a dumper's perspective, the dumper is thinking and feeling that their life is actually going to be more fulfilled after the breakup. This is something that we have to accept as a dumpee. Acceptance is a very, very important part of being able to move forward with your life. And that is irrespective of if you get your ex back or not. The fact that your ex, the dumper, is feeling a very low level of romantic emotional attraction right now doesn't mean this will always be the case. I mean, let's understand that a few months prior, they would likely have been feeling a very high level of romantic emotional attraction. And that level of romantic emotional attraction did not stay at that high point. It did not stay at the honeymoon level when you was at your closest. So therefore, there is no reason and no necessity to believe that it's going to remain at this low point forever. If you do everything right as a dumpy, you stand every chance of hearing from your ex again and then being able to rebuild your connection from that point. But it begins with acceptance. It begins us to understand. And, you know, even if you have to just say it out loud to yourself, you know, my ex's feelings aren't wrong. My dumper's feelings aren't wrong. You know, this is very hard for a dumpy to think, let alone say. But they can't be wrong because that is what they are feeling. And once we understand that, once we realise that their feelings are what they are feeling, and even if we don't agree with it, even if we say to ourselves that this isn't fair, even if we think to ourselves that they won't find somebody as good as us, even if we think to ourselves that other forces are at work here, maybe somebody is influencing our ex into making the decision that they have, even if we believe all of these things, we need to understand that this is not right. You know, the fact of the matter is the level of romantic emotional attraction dropped, it plummeted to a low point. And they're expressing the feelings that they have, which are true to them right now. And that is that they want to end the relationship. They believe that without us, they will actually have a more fulfilled life. Now, this isn't, as I said, necessarily what it's going to be like forever. But please understand that until you get to this acceptance, until you can actually say in your mind and then out loud, my ex's feelings aren't wrong, my dumper's feelings aren't wrong, until you get to that point, you are going to be in the struggle. Because you are going to be in the struggle of thinking, look, if I can only speak to my ex, I can persuade them. If I can only speak to my ex, I can reason with them. If I can only speak to my ex, I can force them. Because that is what you're doing ultimately. You're trying to force your opinion and your feelings on your ex. And that is not right. Nobody can or should force their feelings on somebody else. You can't force somebody to like you. You certainly can't force somebody to love you. This is not what you would want anyway. You know, you want somebody to love you for you. You want somebody to wake up in the morning and feel this high level of romantic emotional attraction because it's come naturally from them. You want to be that person, that it resonates naturally. You're not going to be feeling great if you are forcing a smile onto somebody's face. If you say to somebody, you're having a good time, aren't you? You're having a good time, aren't you? You keep repeating those things and then eventually they smile. You're not going to gain anything from that, surely. You know it's forced. You know it's not real. So please understand that dumper feelings aren't wrong. It is what they are feeling right now and the actions they take are based on those feelings. Once as a dumpy, you get to the stage where you understand, you respect and you accept the breakup. That is the starting point of you reconnecting with your ex. Because once you can accept this, you can move forward with your life. You can go through self-improvement. You can make new connections. And it's actually through that point of self-improvement, making new connections, being a better person every single day. Ironically, that is the moment where your ex is most likely to feel the pull and the intrigue will start to grow. And the level of romantic emotional attraction will become higher and higher and higher to the stage of where in most instances they will then actually reach out to you. Then it will be the dumpy's decision. The dumpy might actually be in a new relationship. The dumpy might actually be enjoying being single. The dumpy might have grown so much that they no longer even feel a relevant match with the dumper. But it's the dumpy's point of view and it's the dumpy's decision. There is no 100% guaranteed way to get your ex back. But if you do everything right, in most instances, the dumper will grow their level of romantic emotional attraction. They will grow their intrigue to the point of when they will want to reach out to the dumpy. And it will be in the dumpy's hands. But please, please remember, this all begins with understanding, respecting and accepting dumper feelings aren't wrong. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description. Yeah. If-
If you miss your ex, we can help with that. Help you get them back, or we can help find you someone else. Yeah, yeah, Vincent Bo, the relationship coach, giving you some insight, bringing you a new approach. DateMe.tips, go and check the site, giving you advice, helping with your love life. Get your ex back or move to the next. Ain't no sweat, you know Vincent Bo got you. Finding love ain't no problem. Yeah, DateMe.tips, check it out now.